Okay, so here we are.
All right. So just an overview of what I'm going to be talking about this morning. When we talk about licenses, there's a number of different things that we can be talking about. So I'm going to make a distinction between licenses and business terms, although I'm going to be talking about both. I'm going to talk about the templates that we have for final licensing options that we've provided in the PMO. You're not restricted to those, but we provide those as samples. I'm going to talk about business terms and licenses throughout the JSR's lifespan. So the business terms that you provide at the beginning of a JSR, how presenting those to your expert group when the expert group is formed, the different licenses that the PMO provides for each draft as you publish the draft for specific milestones. The business terms that you provide to the executive committee when you first publish a draft for a milestone, which is early draft review, and then iterate with each subsequent posting. And then the licenses and business terms that you provide at final approval ballot. So, talking about licenses versus business terms, when we talk about licenses, we're typically talking about the actual terms, the actual legal language that people need to agree to for some aspect, either at getting the final RI and TCK or the click-throughs to which people must agree to download the specs. Business terms, when we're talking about business terms, are more a layman's description of what the license is going to be, as well as what sort of financial obligation there is for people who want to get the RI and TCK. Generally, when we're talking about business terms, we're talking about what you anticipate is going to apply for getting your for someone to get access to the final specification, the final reference implementation, and the final TCK at the point where you go final. So hopefully that's clear. It's kind of a general description and a specific legal language. So talking about the different templates for spec licenses, reference implementation licenses, TCK licenses. So we have a light reference page on the JCP website that provides both the templates for what the PMO provides in terms of spec licenses, but also the different things that you could use for the reference implementation TCK. Now, what you can use is governed by the legal language in the Java Specification Participation Agreement, which we've all signed to become members of the JCP. So it's possible to come up with your own licenses, of course, but those have to go through legal review both on your end and our end before they can be used. So we provide these license examples because they've already gone through legal review, and so you can use them as they are. The URL for the license reference page is there at the bottom. We are in the process of putting all the licenses on there, including the license templates for the specifications that we provide from the PMO. So that should be up in a couple of days. Right now it's got the samples of licenses that can be used for the final RI and TCK on that page. The spec license examples are on the spec lead guide, which is the first URL that's listed there. So, talking about a new JSR, when you fill out the form to submit a new JSR, and each of you have done this, there's a section 218 that asks what your anticipated business terms for the final spec RI and TCK are going to be. Just a note, this is the first but not the last time that you'll be providing this, and it's for the EC to review and provide their feedback on. Officially, it's not intended as a as something that they can vote on or should be voting on. In spirit, they're voting on the technical merits of your spec, your proposal when the JSR is first submitted, but the spec at each of the subsequent drafts. But really, the EC can vote on whatever they like as long as they provide the justification for it. So licensing and business terms more, have been under a great amount of scrutiny from the EC in recent months in particular. And so a number of JSRs have had to go through reconsideration ballots because their business terms weren't detailed enough, or, mostly because they weren't detailed enough. So just a note about the broad requirements for the RI and TCK licensing. They have to be licensed separate from one another. They can't only be provided as a single bundle that people have to license together. And the current JSPA has it that the TCK, some allowance must be made to make the TCK available at no cost to nonprofit organizations and qualified individuals. And you can look at any of the JSRs that have gone final in the last couple of years for examples as to how they've done this. Such examples are sponsoring different nonprofits or individuals to waive the cost of the licenses that would apply otherwise, and other JSRs have just made them freely available through a variety of open source methods.
Hi, this is Peter Dibble. Can I ask
sure.
a question here?
Yeah.
The this requirement to have the RI and the TCK separate is going to make me do something differently. So I want to see. Right now, I have those both in one download under a non-commercial use license. I could separate them, but they both have the same license. What would be the point of separating them?
Well, in that case, the spirit of the concern, as I understand it, in the JSPA, is that often the licensing terms are different from one another. So I think that you have satisfied the spirit of the concern in having the same licensing terms. So in this case, it's a convenience. The only remaining concern would just be the size of the download. If someone is really only interested in looking at your reference implementation, they don't particularly want to see the TCK. But and so having to download both would be an inconvenience. But let me go back.
Well,
so
this is Charles. Let me just say one more thing that we've discovered
okay.
is that some people want just the TCK. They don't want to see the RI at all because they want a clean room implementation. So they don't want to be encumbered at all by any RI terms or restrictions. So if they do their own, then they can do whatever they want with it. So that's the reason for separating them that we run into.
Okay.
And let me just say something. Older JSRs, so JSRs that are still under 2.1, and that will go for JSRs that were dormant for a while and then get restarted, they don't have that requirement because that requirement is under the JCP 2 document, so under the JSPA 2, not under JSPA 1, which is the agreement that all the JSRs operate under.
So now I'm going to talk about discussing the business terms that you have planned with your expert group. So when an expert nominates himself or herself for your expert group, one of the things that they're looking at, shock of shock, is the Section 218 as to what the licensing terms are going to be for the final RI, TCK, and specification, because they know that they're entering into this, and whatever they contribute will be governed by such terms if it's incorporated into the final spec. And so it's important that you as a spec lead make the business terms that you're planning on having apply clear to them. This typically warrants a discussion early on in the formation of the expert group. It's often done at the kickoff meeting or one of the first meetings so that people know what they're in for. It's also a concern because the JSPA has an out for experts to withdraw their contributions if the business terms change substantially. And so it's important that you as a spec lead, if there are any changes to the business terms that you plan on having apply, that you make that clear to the expert group so they can consider what they're going to do earlier rather than later, because the later it gets that the experts may pull out their contributions, the more disastrous it could be, as you can well imagine. So earlier I mentioned that the PMO provides spec licenses as a default for the different milestone postings. So those licenses are provided in the spec lead guide. They're templates so that you can look them over. And there's the link to the license that we're going to use for pretty much every posting before you go final is listed in that first bullet there. And there, when you go final, there has been a concern by the executive committee that the full implementation license is not sufficient to their needs for just looking at and evaluating a JSR, and they're worried at the painting their eyeballs effect of looking at the terms that govern implementation of a spec. And so the practice is developed of publishing final and maintenance release specifications under two licenses, one for simple evaluation and one that applies if you're going to actually implement the spec. And so those two templates are in the spec lead guide. As I mentioned earlier, they are about to go up on the license reference page as well as the evaluation license that I mentioned before. So, to talking about business terms again at each draft posting of the specification, which I've been calling a milestone. Each milestone posting, you are expected to provide the updated proposed business terms for the executive committee to provide feedback on. Again, they may use this as something that they vote on. Officially, they're not supposed to, but they can vote on whatever they like. So, officially, they're to use this to give you advice on how they're planning on voting for the, or how they would vote if it were the final approval ballot. And these are the terms you put forward. So, they're there as representatives of industry to give you advice on the shape that your business terms are in, so that you can work on those, because business terms generally require a fair amount of interaction with your legal departments. And so getting feedback on those earlier in the process is more helpful. So they generally will provide comments on the business terms to the comments alias that you provide for each stage. You are only explicitly required to provide these business terms for early draft review up until the final approval ballot. We'll talk about when you would provide them further again in probably the next slide. So, what you should provide when you're talking about the proposed business terms, you may have provided this in Section 218 of your proposal, but if not, at a minimum, you should talk about what sort of licensing you anticipate for each of the three deliverables, the spec, the RI, the TCK, if they're different. You can say, oh, all three are going to be freely available under this particular license. Also talk about what fees, if any, you're anticipating to levy against someone who, or not against, but ask of anyone who is going to license the specification or the RI and the TCK. It's not usually the specification. And what conditions of use are going to apply for someone who wants to use the TCK or wants to use the reference implementation. So, as I mentioned earlier, you may make changes to the business terms, which you would then disclose to your expert group, but you also should make them, and we prompt you for each posting after your initial early draft review. Each subsequent early draft review, if you decide to repeat that stage, or at public review and proposed final draft, and each iteration of those that you may do, we'll ask you, have your terms changed substantially from what you've provided previously, and if they have, then you'll be prompted to provide them whatever you're looking at, whatever has changed, again for executive committee feedback. When you make such changes, you are strongly encouraged to make those changes visible to the community by making updates to the JSR detail page, as well as posting them on the community update page, which each of you has and can edit freely. So, when you go to the final approval ballot, you actually provide the final licenses. Not just the general business term description, but the actual licenses and the terms that you are going to, the use conditions and the fees that you're going to request of anyone licensing the specification, the RI, and the TCK. This is the place where the EC is officially voting on your terms as well as everything else. So being as explicit as possible is encouraged. Because, as I mentioned before, this has been an issue for the executive committee, and they have had JSRs go into reconsideration ballot in the last 6 months because the terms weren't specific enough.
When you say licensing terms, you're not including business terms as part of that, right? Or are you?
No, it's the whole thing. So it's the licenses, the actual licenses and the terms that apply. When we talk about terms, we're talking about the general description of the licenses, but also the fees that would apply. So a typical disclosure of your final licenses for the final approval ballot would include, this is the text of the license that we are going to ask people to agree to get the final spec. This is the license that we are going to ask people to agree to for the final RI. This is the license that we're going to ask people to agree to for the final TCK. In addition, for licensing the RI to use in their own products, we're going to ask a fee structure like this. It's an ongoing fee that people would pay annually if they're going to license it, of approximately this amount. Similarly, the TCK, if you're going to be using it, there may be a one-time fee and an annual fee on top of that. Or you can say, these are the licenses that are going to apply. They're going to be freely available. We're not asking any fees on top of that. That's the kind of range of things. It's not much of a range, but being as explicit as possible as to the fees and the licenses that you're going to provide is really kind of the standard that the EC has come to expect. So providing less detail than that is possible, but the less detail you provide, the more likely you're going to get pushback from the EC and may have to go into a reconsideration ballot.
What recourse is there if the spec lead, after that final approval ballot is approved, doesn't actually offer up those specific terms? Is there any recourse there for the EC or a potential licensee?
Not officially within the process.
Okay.
There's public castigation.
I totally get that. Totally get that. Okay.
Okay. So that is the different process aspects of licenses in the PMO, from the inception of your JSR through final release. Now I open it up to more general questions about this, and then we'll wrap up this portion of our call and just open it up to spec lead communication. Any specific questions? If I can't answer them, I'll take them to our legal people and get back to each of you. So,
hi, this is Peter. First, I'm really glad you've got now for non-final release.
I'm sorry, there was a bit of static there as someone was moving their handset. So, could you repeat that?
I'm glad you've now got the draft licenses for non-final releases of the spec. And I'm wondering how broadly I can use that. So when I put out things like, all right, so I'm including release notes with alpha versions of the reference implementation that I sort of wish I could put a license on. Would those non-final release licenses be applicable to that kind of thing?
It might take a little tweaking, but I think so.
Okay, good. That's a very fine thing to have available, so thanks.
The tweaking, I mean, that the license talks about it in terms of it being a specification fairly specifically. So tweaking would be to adjust those references and other areas that talk about things specific to specifications, talking about namespace and the like. So, but you can look over the template, and you have more specific questions. We can go over them with our legal advisor, if you like.
Okay.
Or you can do it with your legal people, if you have them.
Probably both. Huh?
Yes, right.
One quick question. Who is there a dedicated JCP legal advisor?
We have a legal team within Sun that we take our questions, but it's usually Jonathan Nimer.
Okay, yeah, I know Jonathan. Okay.
So those of you who've been in the process for a while and have had licenses reviewed, you've probably had some interaction with Jonathan. Well, there are no other questions at this point. We can thank you all, first of all, and we can stop the recording. We'll have this available as a podcast before too long, and the slides as well on the JCP site. And we'll send email out about that when it's posted. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Stop the recording, and then we can get back to general questions and talking. So stand by.